semiconductor, which is a p-type semiconductor. So the p-type semiconductor then has got positive charge carriers. Instead of electrons, we've got positive floating around in the structure. And that comes about by adding an atom to the bulk substrate with fewer valence electrons. So again, we're using silicon as our basic semiconductor substrate. We're doping it with gallium. Gallium's got 3 valence electrons, which is now 1 short. So for every gallium that we put into this structure, we put a plus onto the framework. So over here you can see there's now a plus inside the valence band. So that creates then, at the top of the valence band, an empty acceptor band. That empty acceptor band is still a delocalized area available through the entire solid. So conductivity in this case then involves electrons moving into the band at the top, which is now called an acceptor band, and the positive moving through the structure. Okay, so they're still able to effectively access these delocalized orbitals through the structure. So we've got P-type semiconductors, we've got N-type semiconductors.